You hold enough mem vov on the base. But it's up to that. The Mishnah says, Miyat Tinoikis used to take the lulav or the esrog out of the hands of the child. On Hoshana Rabbah, after they finished doing the mitzvah of the esrog and the lulav, they would take him out of the hands of the tinnik. And the Mishnah says that Shemtin es lulvayim, they would take the lulav out of the hands, the yerchlin esrogayim, and they would eat the esrog of the cotton. That's what the Mishnah says. Samara says, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Esrig b'shvi osar. Esrig, even on the seventh day of Sukkot, on Hashanah Rabbah, even after you finish doing the mitzvah, still it's osar b'achila. You're not allowed to eat to have hanor from the esrig. Pishmini muta, mashenker and shmini atzeres, then it's muta. His only hooks that set aside the mitzvah soy all 7 days. Mashenker, the eighth day, there's no more mitzvah, then you're allowed to eat the esrig. Trashi osar b'achila, but even after you did the mitzvah already on Hashanah Rabbah, so the chur, why now you don't need it anymore? Because the first time maksavar to chol shiva sayomim is katzoi. You set it aside for the mitzvah all 7 days. So all 7 days of sukkah, your esrog and lulav is also to have hanor from. You can't eat it. Mashenke b'shmini it's mutter. What about sukkah? Sukkah afilu b'shmini asura. Sukkah even on shmini atzeres still it's also to have hanor from the sukkah. So Rashi says, Lahasoka, you can't take the wood and use the wood like for burning wood. For time of a forest to come on, Maishna Meyesrig. What's the difference from an Esrig? Why is a Sukkah different than an Esrig? But I call upon an Esrig, even on Shemini Atzera, still it's also to have Hanor from the Sukkah itself. Even though Sukkah is also only as Huxala Mitzvah, so it was set aside for the Mitzvah. And the Chura on Shemini Atzera, there's no Mitzvah, right, that was in the Gemara. So this is Rabbi Yechanan Shita, that Esrig is Mutter on Shemini Atzera, and sukkah is also even on Shemini Atzeres. For Yesh Lakish Omar, Esreg Afilo B'Shvi'i Nami Mutter. Sukkah says, no, even on Hashanah Rabbah, as soon as you finish doing the mitzvah, you're allowed to eat the Esreg, you can have enjoyment from the Esreg. Drash Afilo B'Zayin Nami Mutteres, Mishiyotza Bo, as once you did the mitzvah already, V'yeinu Emedes L'Mitzvah, now it's not Oymed anymore to use it for the mitzvah. Oy, Tikasova L'Mitzvah Siyas Katzoy V'Suloy. As Yesh Lakish holds, you only set aside the Esreg to do the mitzvah. When you're finished on Hashanah Rabbah doing the mitzvah, there's no more mitzvah involved. You can have a no from it today. Tamar says, "B'maikum miflugi, what's this machlekes Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish? Ma sova lemitzvos es katzoi. That's Rish Lakish's svara. You only set it aside for the mitzvah. So close the mind, you need it for the mitzvah. You can't use it for your own purpose. But after you did the last mitzvah on Hashanah Rabbah, now you can eat it. Ma sova Rabbi Yechon holds lekula yom es katzoi. You set it aside for the whole day." So since on Hoshana Rabbah you need it at the beginning of the day to do the mitzvah, it's muksa for the whole day, it's set aside not to use it. So Eisvei Rish Lakish to Rabbi Yechanan. Rish Lakish yes akasha from Rabbi Yechanan from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Miyad Tinoikis, so the Rashi learns it means from the hands of the children, Shomtim es lulvayim, the Gdolim, the older people used to pull away their luluf, the Yechlin esrogayim, and they would eat the esrog also. It's on Hoshana Rabbah, as soon as they finished the mitzvah, right away they would pull the esrog away from the children and eat the esrog. So my love, Rish Lakish brings a raya from here, isn't it? Hu adin l'gedolim, it would be the same halacha by Gadol also, that as soon as you finished the mitzvah of the dalad minim of the esrog on Hoshana Rabbah, you could eat it right away. So the kasha on Rabbi Yechanan, tomorrow says loy, Rabbi Yechanan can answer you, tinoika is davka, only by the children. Since it's not really huksa satisfied for the mitzvah, the children are potter from the mitzvah, it's only as mitzvah chinuch. The chinuch is only upon the father, not upon the son, the mitzvah chinuch. So since it's a smaller mitzvah of chinuch, there we say, once you finish doing the mitzvah, then you're allowed to eat the esrog right away. Mashenkin could be by a godel, like Rabbi Yechanan holds, that since on the seventh day of Hashanah Rabbah there's a mitzvah to use it, so the whole day is still offset to have an off from it, it's still called huksa mitzvah for the whole day. Ik the Amri, someone said like this, that Eisrei Rabbi Yechanan L'Resh Lakish, the opposite. Rabbi Yechanan went to ask L'Kasha to Rabbi Yechanan from our Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah, Miyad Hatinoikois, Shemtim Es Lulvayim. From the hands of the children they used to pull away their luluf, when they finished their mitzvah on the Hashanah Rabbah, the Yechlan Esregayim. And then they would go and eat the Esreg. So it's a Diyek, Tinoikois in, Gedolim Loi, Mashmonikos, they were children, it's only mitzvah chinuch, it's not really huksla mitzvah so much, that's why you're allowed to eat it, right after the mitzvah. Ma'ashenka and by godl would be osar. Like Rashi says, tinoika is dafka. Shiloi huksa le mitzvah gemura. It wasn't set aside for a mitzvah gemura, a complete big mitzvah, because it's only aschinuch. Avo shal gedolim. Shiloi le mitzvah gemura. Ma'ashenka by a godl. When he has an esrig, it's set aside to do a real mitzvah, asur and kolayim. It could be like Rabbi Yechanan, the svar is a huk salam mitzvah, so it makes it asur the whole day. So Mara says, now Rabbi Yechanan is kashtu Rash Lakish mashma only by a tinnik and not by gedolim. So Mara says, like Rash Lakish can answer you, I'll tell you, who adin really the afilu gedolim. The same halach would apply by a gadol's esrig. Even a gadol, after he finishes the mitzvah on a shana rabbah, he's allowed to eat the esrig. I v'haydik tani tinnikus. Why does our Mishnah say the case is by Tinekis? Urcha de Milsa Katoni. That's the normal manner. That is not, it's a normal Rashi. Urcha de Milsa, Shein Derech Lishmoya Lishmoit Mier HaGdelem. It's not a Derech to pull it away from a Godel. Esas Regeim, their Esrig. Mashenkin kids don't talk back, so it was a minig. Like Rashi, the Mishnah was Mashmet, it's an inning of Simcha, that they play with the kids' Esrig. From the kids, they'll take away the Esrigim. But really, who Adin a Godel also is allowed to eat his Esrig, according to Rish Lakish, as soon as he finishes the mitzvah. Omale Rapopo Abaya. So Rapopo said to Abaya, the Rabbi Yechanan, according to Rabbi Yechanan, that says that the Esrig is also the whole seventh day, Maishino Sukkah, Maishino Esrig. How come Esrig is only also in Hashanah Rabbah, but when it comes to Shemini Atzeres, you're allowed to eat the Esrig? And how come the Sukkah, no? The sukkah is also to have enjoyment from the wood, even on Hashanah Rabbah. Like, why? They both only have a mitzvah 7 days, not 8 days. Omulei, so he answered back, sukkah, techad yel bein hashmoshes. Sukkah, even on Hashanah Rabbah, bein hashmoshes, mamash, at the end of the day, let's say you want to have a sudah then. So since it's a suffix, maybe it's still Hashanah Rabbah, maybe it's still the seventh day of sukkah, you have to eat inside the sukkah, bein hashmoshes. The yisramelei sudoso, boy, meisa begavei, umeichel bo begavei. If you're gonna have a sudu right now on Ben Hashemoshes at the end of Hashanah Rabbah, you're gonna have to come and sit inside the sukkah, because it's a suffix, maybe it's still Yom Shvi Shel Sukkos. So therefore, since it's Ben Hashemoshes, and you're inside the sukkah, doing a mitzvah right now, so this Ben Hashemoshes also has a din really, it's the beginning of Shemini Atzeres. So therefore, it's katsoy le Ben Hashemoshes. It's like set aside for the mitzvah, this Ben Hashemoshes. Omigu this katsoil ben hashmoshes. Omigu like since it's set aside now to be used this ben hashmoshes le mitzvah, it's a svaris katsoil le kulu yoyma. Since ben hashmoshes is a suffix, if it's still day, like after shkia, or is it nighttime already? So in this time right now, you have to eat inside the sukkah because maybe it's still the daytime, it's still day of Hashanah Rabbah. But really also, maybe it's Shemini Atzeres already. And you're still using the sukkah right now, the mitzvah. So in other words, at the beginning of the day of a Shemini Atzeres, you're using the sukkah, the mitzvah sukkah. So since it's huksa le mitzvah, so ben hashmoshes, at the beginning of the day, it has a shem mukset set aside for the whole day already. That's why you can't use it the whole eighth day either. It's got soy le kuli yayim of the Shemini. The whole eighth day also is considered huksa set aside le mitzvah. Because at the beginning of the eighth day, ben hashmoshes, it's possible that you have to use your sukkah, le mitzvahs achila sukkah. Ma'ashenkin esrig. Like when do people do the esrig? Hashanah Rabbah in the morning. By ben hashmoshes, you don't use your lulav anymore. To loichazi le ben hashmoshes. Ben hashmoshes, nobody takes the lulav anymore. Loyeskatsoy le ben hashmoshes. So it was never set aside to be used for a mitzvah. Ben hashmoshes, the end of the day of Hashanah Rabbah, the beginning of Shemini Atzeres. Therefore, loyeskatsoy le kuli yom of the Shemini. It was not set aside at all to be used for Shemini Atzeres. Not even the beginning of the day. Therefore, the lulav is only set aside for 7 days of sukkahs. And when you finish Hashanah Rabbah, really, you finish doing the mitzvah. Just that whole day is still asur, because since you use it part of the day, it's muksa for the whole day. But the next day, Shemini Atzeres, you're not using it at all. Therefore, it's mutter to eat the esrig on the Shemini Atzeres. Yeah. For Levi Yoma, Levi says, Esrog afilu b'shmini yosa. Levi says, no, an Esrog, even on the eighth day on Shemini Atzeres, also it's also. You can't use it. We'll soon see why. The Esrog afilu b'shmini yosa. The Avua de Shmuel, Shmuel's father, Omar Esrog b'shvi yosa. No, he had like Rabbi Yechanan. that Esrog is only Yosra on the seventh day, Mashenke Mishmini Mutter. On the eighth day, it's Mutter. And now the Gemara says, Kom Avua de Shmuel Bishitasa de Levi. Like Avua de Shmuel was Chayz to change his mind, and now he holds like the Shitas of Levi. Rashi says, Kom Avua de Shmuel Shel Levi, Chaza by Midvar of Yomaka Levi. Now Avua de Shmuel that said, the Esrig on Shvi Yizasa Shemini is Mutter, he was Chayz and he holds like Levi said, that even on the eighth day, the Esrig is also Asa. And come Rav Zeira Bishitasa the Avu de Shmuel. And Rav Zeira now holds the way Avu de Shmuel held before, that no, only on the seventh day is it Asr, on the eighth day it's Mutter. The Yomer Rav Zeira said like this, Esrig Shenivsala, an Esrig that became Possel, that's not kosher for the Mitzvah anymore, you should know, Asa Lioichla Kol Shiva. You're not allowed to eat it all 7 days of Sukkot. But this is the Chiddush, only 7 days it's Asr, and not the eighth day. So you see, on the eighth day it was never set aside for the mitzvah, it's Mutter. But as Chiddush is, even on the second day of Sukkot, let's say Esrog becomes Possel, still you're not allowed to eat the Esrog all 7 days. Because since at the beginning when you bought the Esrog, it was set aside to be used for 7 days, so for all 7 days it's set aside the mitzvah, you can't eat it even if it becomes Possel. Mashenken, after the 7 days go, and now it's Shemini Atzeres, now you're allowed to eat it. And Rashi says, Esrog Shenifsalo, Revusanuk, it's telling us a tremendous Chiddush here. The Afilo Nifsalo Asura, even if the Esrog becomes Possel, still you can't eat the Esrog now. Kol Shiva, all 7 days. Shemitchila Leshiva Huktsa. Because at the beginning, you set aside this Esrog for 7 days. Abba Vishmini Muteris. But on the eighth day, then Avadar it's Mutter. Omer Rav Zeira, loy likni inish hoishana liyanuka biyoy metoiva kama. Loy likni, a person should not be makna, like give to his son the lulav on the first day of Yom Tov. Even though the first day of Yom Tov, the din is it has to be lochem, it has to belong to you in order to be mekayim the mitzvah. So Rashi says it means here, before you did the mitzvah, if you didn't do the mitzvah's lulav yet, the first day Yom Tov, so you should not be makna and give it to your son as if to say, even for a present, for matanatim, even amanas lahafsi, you shouldn't do it. My timer, why not? The yanuka mikna koni, because a child could be koina the esrog. If since you have das techeres makna, he could be koina. Some sheet that learn it's even koina midiraisa. Rashi says, no, Rashi says here is only midirabonin. Rashi mikna koni, the rabonin kinu leithchila nafshe. The rabonin will mistaken that a child could be koina, acquire something for himself. So when you give it for a present to your son owns it right now. But your child has no power to give it back to you. So therefore, so if you were not making the mitzvah yet, so when you give it over to your son, he owns it now, it's his. He'll do the mitzvah good. But when he gets finished, he can't give it back to you. So since he can't give it back to you, it's not going to be lachem yours. You won't be able to making the mitzvah. So therefore, the answer is don't give your lulav to your son the first day. So we spoke out the most. It is the question, what do we do with Zman Hazir? So Lachur in the Gemara's time, we're in Eretz Yisrael, we only have Lulav, Midiraisa, the first day only, and the second day, it's only Midirabon, and the second day, the Yoytza with Shoal. So the answer is, you use your Lulav first in the morning, you Mekayim the Mitzvah, now the Lulav does not belong to you anymore, because the second day already, you could be Yoytza with Shoal, with a borrowed Lulav. It's the dollar minim. It's only the first day with Dash Lakhtam Lachem Biyaim Arishan. Only the first day that the lulav, the dollar minim, have to belong to you. So the Gemara's times, it was easy. First, you do the mitzvah yourself with your lulav, and then it doesn't have to belong to you. Then you give it over to your child. He'll be in the kind of the mitzvah. Now, tomorrow, when you need it, it doesn't bother us that it belongs to your son now. Because even with the shul, you could be right to the mitzvah. So the Gemara's just saying, but before you are Mekayim the mitzvah, don't give it over to your son, because then you can't get it back from him. The question is, Bizman is in Chutz Loretz that we hold 2 days Yom Tov. So Lamaisa, the second day Yom Tov, Asveika the Yomam, it also has to be Lachem. The Esrog and Lulav has to belong to you. So it's a question, how do we give our children the Lulav the first day? Even after we will Mekayim the Mitzvah, but if you give it to your child owns it, and it comes the second day when again, now with Rabbonin, it's Sveika the Yomam, the Lulav has to belong to you, it doesn't belong to you because it's your son's. So how can you do it? So the Mishmur Ataka says, you shouldn't be Makdim to your son. I had the question, how do you do mitzvah chinuch? So the Primi Godim says, Enechnam, you should buy a chinuch lulav for your child. You should buy your child back a lulav. If he's a gila chinuch, you should buy him a lulav and a dalad minim. The other way that the Mishmura says is, you could be saimach on some achrenim, some shittas want to say, that for mitzvah chinuch, you could be yaitzah with shol. even though a godel can't be yoytze the mitzvah the first 2 days, if it's borrowed, it has to belong to you. But for mitzvah chinuch to give it to your son, the Rashi treats as the learning with shol, a borrowed lulav, he's also makai mitzvah chinuch even the first 2 days. So that's the Mishnah Berurah says, that's the Eitzah. Don't be machmir to your son, just tell him he could use yours. So even though it's only shol, for mitzvah chinuch is good. But the Aruch HaNer brings down the Sefer Bikurei Yaakov, the end of the Aruch HaNer, he wants another chap. He wants to say the Eitzah, what you should do is, that give it, after you did the mitzvah the first day, give it to your son on a Tanai, and speak out like this. Say to him, if today is really Yom Tif, so really it only has to belong to me today. Tomorrow it doesn't have to belong to me. So then I'm be makdimit to my son, he'll be mekayim the mitzvah today, and tomorrow it doesn't have to belong to me. But the Tanai is, let's say today is not Yom Tif, but that's no Sveik of the Yoma. Maybe the first day is not Yom Tif, only the second day is Yom Tif. So I say on the Tanai is that if today is not Yom Tif, tomorrow is Yom Tif, then I don't want to be makdimit to my son. Then I want it to remain mine, and tomorrow still be mine. It's like the monoshach, your son is Yaitza. Because like the Mara says, by Erev Tashilin also you could do a Tanai like this. That on the first day you give it to your son only on a Tanai, that today is Yom Tif. But on the Tzad, the first day is not Yom Tif, I'm not giving it to my son. So then a monoshach. The first day when it was Yom Tif, it belonged to you before you gave it to your son. And your son then was Mekayim the Mitzvah, because it belongs to him. I, the second day, so the second day depends on the Tzad, the Sveik of the Yoyma, that we were afraid maybe the second day is Yom Tif and not the first day. So you made a condition yesterday that on the Tzad, the second day is Yom Tif, I don't want to be Makdu to my son. So then my son was not kind with yesterday, it still belongs to me. Therefore I'll be Mekayim the Mitzvah. So that's another eight, so what to do with your son. Give it to your son and be makdim with him with the Tanai. I'm only being makdim to you if today is Dika Yom Tif. But on the Tzad that tomorrow is the Yom Tif, I still want to keep it for myself. So that's another Eitzah. Right. Vakol ponim, before you are makayim the mitzvah on the first day, you should not give it to your son. Right. Another interesting Gemara. The Yomer Rab Zera, Loilema Inish Liyanuka, a person should not say to his child, Tiyahivna Lachon Midi, I'm going to give you something. I'll give you a lollipop. Then you don't give it to him. It's not right. Don't do it. You're coming to teach your son sheker, false, how to lie. Your son heard a lie. You just told him you give him a lollipop, and then you don't give it to him. It's not much a lie. So you're teaching your son how to lie. Shenamah the pasuk says, "Limdu lishoinem daber sheker." You're teaching them how to speak out sheker. So the chul yarchon asks shelves up here. Why only ask a new pasuk here? Pushin. The pasuk says, "But the vash sheker tirchoik." Like what's the avim? You could tell your son. And what does this have to do with the Gemara before Rav Zeira said? So Rav Zeira said, interesting, wants to say a chap. He wants to tell the Chura, to talking about chinuch, how do you give it to your son? So Chura, father should do like this. You tell your son on the first of Yom Tov, I'm being makdim to you. That's what you tell your son. But really in mind, don't have in mind to be makdim with him. So it's like this. As far as the kid is not geyal, mitzvah chinuch, the kid thinks he owns the lulav right now, so he's doing the mitzvah lulav, that you can't mitzvah chinuch. Because the kid thinks he owns it. But you really, in your mind, you did not have a das to give it to him. So the lulav still belongs to you. So tomorrow you could be eitzah mitzvah. So why does Rav Zeira say you can't give it over to him? Why can't you do this eitzah? That's why Rav Zeira brings down another gemara. That's also not a good eitzah. Because it's no good to lie to your son. And in such a case, you would think maybe you are allowed to lie. Because you're lying just in order that this kid should think he's being a kind mitzvah chinuch. That you tell your son you're giving him the lulav, and really you're not giving it to him. Really you have a das to keep it to yourself. But Rav Zeira says that also not a good eitzah. Because even with Dvar Mitzvah, still you're teaching your son how to learn to lie, it's not good to do it. Never tell your son you do something and then you don't do it. That's the way you teach him how to lie. Right. But in the Plukta to Rav Yechonim, Rav Shimon ben Lakish, in the Machlokes, in the Rav Yechonim, Rav Shimon ben Lakish. Trashyot to Rav Yechonim, Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Ef Ligo Nami Rav Ravasi. It's also Machlokes Rav and Ravasi. So what says, no plukta to Rav Yechonim Rav Shlokish. The Yitma, Hifrish Shiva Esroigim. If somebody set aside 7 Esroigim, Lishivas Yomim, for 7 days, every day he wants to use another Esroig. Is Omar Rav says, Kol Achas V'Yachas Yoitzebo V'Yoichlo Liyalter. Rav Luchur holds like Rav Shlokish, that you only set aside the Esroig to do the mitzvah. And as soon as you finish doing the mitzvah with it, you're allowed to eat it. So the first day you only set aside 1 Esroig. So as soon as you finish that esrog, you can eat it. That's like Rav Shlokish Svara. Rav Asi says no. Even though you set aside 7 esrogim, full 7 days, and you only use 1 a day, still kol achas v'yachas yoytzebo v'yoychlo lemocher. Each one you use it that day, but you can't eat it that day after you finish the mitzvah. That whole day it's also a mitzvah. So, like Rabbi Yochanan, you have to wait till the next day to use it. Just like Rabbi Yochanan says, if you only have one esrog, you can't eat it all 7 days. You have to wait till the eighth day. Well, then if you have one esrog for each day, so for that whole day you can't eat the esrog, because the whole day is set aside for the mitzvah. So Chura did the machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish is the machlokes Rav and Ravasi. Most of the mitzvah was the machlokes. That masav le mitzvasi is katzoi. That's like Rabbi Yechina. That's like Rish Lakish, and that's like Ravasi. That's like Rav. Or masav Rabbi Yechina and Ravasi le kuliyom is katzoi. It was set aside for the whole day. The Anan the Gemara says now the yisle trei yom. We have now 2 days yomtiv. Heichi avdinim. How do we do it now with our lulav on Shemini Atzeres? Is Amar Abaye Abaye says like this. Shemini sofik shvi is aser. Shemini Atzeres, which is really a suffix now, maybe it's the seventh day of Sukkot, like us now in Chutz Loritz, we keep 2 days Yom Tov, a Sreika de Yoyma, so when we keep really Shemini Atzeres, even though it's Shemini Atzeres, it's also a suffix, maybe it's the seventh day of Sukkot. Therefore, the Esrog, you can't eat, even on Shemini Atzeres. Mashenke and Chi, the ninth day, Simchas Torah, which is suffix Shemini Mutter, that's for sure Mutter, because that's for sure it's not part of Sukkot, you're allowed to eat the Lulav, eat the Esrog then. Reimer Ramam Reimer says, Afilu Shmini, Sofik Shvi Mutter. He holds no. Even Shmini Atzeres, which is a Sofik of the seventh day or not, also that's Mutter. Yeah. Vesura Avdi Kim Reimer. Surah they did like Reimer. Rav Shishi Brei the Rav Idi Ovid Kabaya. He did like Abaya. Vyilchus Kabaya. The Locher is like Abaya says. That Abaya says what? That Shmini, Sofik Shvi is Takaroso. That on Shmini Atzeres, it's Takaroso. So Tayyip speaks out, like, why is it also like a Shemini Atzeres? True, Shemini Atzeres now is a Sufik, maybe it's a Sukkis. But the Maisi, we don't use the Esrog at all, though. The Maisi, even a Chutzlarts now on Shemini Atzeres, we don't take the Esrog. So why is it also the whole day? So Tayyip says it's a Gzeirah, like the Rabbanim didn't want to make it less than the Sukkah. The Sukkah, the Maisi, is also by non Shemini Atzeres. So Afagab Lemavorach Bein, Gozerot the Sukkah. Rabbanim made a Gzeirah not to take the Esrog and to use the Esrog. A Gzeirah to maybe come to take the Sukkah. And the Sukkah Taka you have to use on Shemini Atzeres, like we'll soon see. So therefore, Sukkah Taka is also on Shemini Atzeres. But even though in Esrog you don't use on Shemini Atzeres, still the Rabbanim said it's also, it's Huxalim, it's also like a Gzeirah to the Sukkah. We'll soon see how come on Shemini Atzeres, the Maisa and the Sukkah we do sit, but our call point of the Lulav and the Esrog that we don't take. Our Sreika the Yom, we don't take a Lulav and Esrog on Shemini Atzeres, but in the Sukkah we do sit. And the Teretz Tzil and Tzil says is that sitting in the Sukkah, it's not nikkur 100% you're doing the Lashay Mitzvah. It's possible to say you stop sitting out in the Sukkah now. So therefore, I mean, as Sufik, we eat in the Sukkah on Shemini Atzeres. Mashenka, to take the Lulav Yesri, that's nikkur clearly, you're doing Lashay Mitzvah, so that's the spirit to the Yomtiv. Because since Midiraisa, really, Shemini Atzeres is a new Yomtiv, it's Shemini Atzeres and not the Mitzvah to take the Lulav. So therefore, Midirabonim even, you can't take the Lulav on Shemini Atzeres. Because that's the stira, that's nika clear, you like, it's associated to the mitzvah. Today is Shemini Atzeres, you can't take the lulav yesrik. Mashenk is sitting in the sukkah, there it's not minker so much. I tell you, says here. The lulav le rus le sak and klash yit lenu wa lulav misafig le fushi yomtiv. O muks le tutul, o minker o le milsa, shenai ba minichol. It looks clearly like you're doing a minichol. Av sukkah, pomim shesukosle a revolov, oichol bo afilu bi yomtiv. Mashenk in the sukkah, sometimes you like teed in the sukkah. So the fact we tell you teed in the sukkah at Shemini Atzeres is not nikkur so much like you're acting as if it's still part of sukkahs. It could be still a Shemini Atzeres, just as nice you enjoy eating in the sukkah. So that's why the Rabbanu will soon say we're mechayiv us teed in the sukkah at Shemini Atzeres. Mashenk in the lulav and esrog we don't take on Shemini Atzeres. But still here the Gemara and the Halacha is that the esrog is also teed on Shemini Atzeres. Even though we don't use it at all, but our Tosafot says the Rabbanim will go to the Beit Sukkah. If we'll come to let you eat the Esrog, we're afraid you come to have enjoyment from the Sukkah, and that you can't do on Shemini Atzeres, because in the Sukkah we use. Right. Amar Rav Yehuda Brei the Rav Shmuel Bar Shailas Mishmei the Rav Shemini Sofik Shemini Shvi Shemini Atzeres, which really our Sofik the Rabbanim is a Sofik, maybe it's only the seventh day, is Shvi LeSukkah. Negeit Hilchas Sukkah, it's called mamish like Shvi, like Sukkis. In other words, on Shemini Atzeres Yod, you have to eat in the sukkah, and the Hava Minim is now you even have to make a bracha. It's Shvi L'Sukkah means you have to eat in the Sukkah. It's as if it's the seventh day of Shana Rabbah now. You have to eat in the Sukkah. But Shemini L'Bracha. Nogei to Bracha, it's called Shemini. So Rashi says, Shemini L'Bracha means Shema B'Tzvila U'Bircha Samozim V'Kiddush Es Yoyim HaShemini Chag B'Teret Hazeh. Once again, no. Could be, you have to, on Shemini Atzeres now, it's like Shvi L'Sukkah. You have to eat in the Sukkah, and it could be you have to make a Bracha L'Shem B'Sukkah also. Mashenke, when you bench, or when you daven, since Lamaisa Shemini Atzeres, you have to say in Tfilas Chag, as Shemini Achag Atzeres Hazeh. For Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon, it says no. Shemini L'Zeh L'Zeh. For both halachas, the eighth day is called Shemini Atzeres. Because even for Mitzvah Sukkah, he holds there's no Chia Sukkah. It's considered now like Shemini Atzeres. So Gemara says like this, in the first chat. Meisev Kuliyam Olei Pligidi Yasvinen. Everybody holds it on Shemini Atzeres, the eighth day, you have to eat in the Sukkah. Avada, since it's a Sveika Diyoyma, Midraboran has a Sufik, maybe it's still Shvi, Samelin Chutzlart right now, Avada, you have to eat in the Sukkah. That is no Machlekes. Everybody holds you have to eat in the Sukkah. Now, keep Pligu, where's the Machlekes? Levruche. When you eat in the Sukkah on Shemini Atzeres, you have to make a Brach or not. Ratap Rashi, Leshe Basukkah. You have to make a Leshe Basukkah or not. Laman diyom ha-shvi l'sukkah. The one, the first one, it says it's called the seventh day negeit hilchah sukkah. Bruchin ami mevarchinim. You even have to make a bracha leishir basukkah on Shemini Atzeres. Laman diyom ha-shmini l'zeh l'zeh. The last man diyom it said no. It's considered like the eighth day for both. For a new bracha of chag ha-sukkah, Shemini Atzeres ha-chag ha-zeh. Or for sukkah, it just means bruchin ami mevarchinim. You don't make a leishir basukkah. But to eat in the sukkah, avada, you have to eat in the sukkah. Omer Rav Yosef, Yosef says, Noket Rav Yechonin biyotcha. Listen to Rav Yechonin Shita, to Rav Huna bar Bizna v'chol Gdei Liador, Ikloi v'sukkah b'shmini, Sofik Shvi, that all the Gdei Liador went and ate in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres and Chutzlaretz, which was a Sofik, maybe it's a Shana Rabbah. Meisev v'yasvei, ala bruchi loy bruchi. But a bracha they didn't make. They all sat inside there, but a bracha they did not make. Trashi the Shmini hu. They didn't make a bracha leishir basukkah, because lamaisa it's Shemini Atzeres. V'yein shem sukkah salov. V'aynu lezeh lezeh lesukkah. Flame of Achinon. Lebracha es yem Shemini Chag Atzeres Hazeh. That you make a bracha Shemini Chag Atzeres Hazeh. Mashenge leishir basukkah, that you don't have to do. For the Gemara. V'dilma svirulhu. Command the Yoma. Kivan sheberich yomtiv rishoin. Shuvenim vorach. What's the ray from these gederli ador? That they sat inside the sukkah on Shemini Atzeres, and they did not make the bracha. That the lachur is, you don't have to make a bracha. Maybe these gedolim hold at the man diyom we had before, that bechlal on a sukkah, you only have to make one bracha. The first day, when you first go into the sukkah, you make one bracha leishir basukkah, and that helps for all 7 or 8 days. Since it's one continuous mitzvah, the mitzvah goes on and on and on, there's no stop for the mitzvah, so one man diyom before said, all you have to do is just make one bracha. So maybe that's shan these gedolim ador. Really, if you hold, you have to make separate brachas like we do, maybe you would have to make a bracha on Shemini Atzeres. But the reasons why they didn't make a bracha, because maybe they hold like the man diyama, you don't have to make a bracha. Tumar says no. Gemiri di meyefer also. It's gemiri they came meyefer. So Rashi says meyefer means they came from a place that they did not use the sukkah yet. And now this is the first time they went into the sukkah on Shemini Atzeres. And still they did not make a bracha. So you see clearly the lachas like a Yechanan that on Shemini Atzeres, you have to eat inside the sukkah, but a bracha you do not have to make. So Rashi says, Gemiri, di meyefa klasi, lomaratim raboisai shein bo min efer, shabhe moisav royas, shom. They came from out in the fields where the animals were pasturing. V'loi yoshva basukas koyim echag. And they did not sit in the sukkah yet. Now this is the first time they came home to sit in the sukkah. It was Shemini Atzeres. And still they went into the sukkah, but a bracha they did not make. Now, why didn't they make the bracha? If you tell them they hold that tishitis, you have to make a bracha. They should have made a bracha. Elamai, it's a clear raya that on Shemini Atzeres, even though you have to sit in the sukkah, but a bracha you don't have to make. Ika the army, some say no, differently. Baruchei kuli alma le'pligid le'mavarchinim. Just the opposite. Everybody, both these two man yom before hold that a bracha you do not have to make. They say over the name of Rav. When it says over the name of Rav Yechanan, everybody holds a bracha on Shemini Atzeres when you sit in the sukkah, you do not have to make. Keep pligi, where's the machlekes then? Le'meisiv, if you have to sit the chlal in the sukkah or not on Shemini Atzeres. Laman di yom ha-shiva le-sukkah. The one that says that Shemini Atzeres has a name, it's called like the seventh day of Sukkot. That means Meisav Yasvinim. You have to eat in the sukkah on Shemini Atzeres. But a bracha, you don't make. Laman di yom ha-shmini le-zeh le-zeh. Rabbi Yechon that says it's considered like the eighth day, he meant to say, Meisav Nama le-yasvinim. You don't have to eat in the sukkah either. So that's what the Ikka the army say. A bracha for sure not. You can't make a bracha. That's a serum. Because since Lamaisa right now it is Shmini Atzeres, Midiraisi, we know it's Shmini Atzeres, you can't make a bracha on Shmini Atzeres. The Machlokes is it a stira to sit in the sukkah or not? One man says, yes, it's a stira, you can't sit in there. And the other one holds, no, you could sit in the sukkah, it's not a stira, like Taisa says. But sometimes people enjoy it eating the sukkah, even though it's not L'shem Mitzvah.
All right, turn over.